As the new year begins, the unemployment rate stands at 5%, down nearly 1% from this time a year ago. So if 2015 was the year we added jobs, could 2016 be the year that people get paid a little more for them, get raises? NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewax has been looking at wages. She joins us from Washington. Happy New Year, Marilyn.
Thank you, Robin. Same to you.
Well, tell us, I mean, financially anyway, because after the recession started in late 2007, raises disappeared. We know that. And they hadn't been that great anyway. But the recession ended more than 6 years ago. So why aren't there any raises?
Well, economists explain it this way. First of all, you have to remember that most companies took big hits to their profits back when the recession hit in late 2007. So people cut costs. They laid off workers and they froze wages. But if you're a boss and you've just laid off big chunks of your workforce, you know you're piling on tasks on the people who are the survivors, and you hate to demoralize them further by cutting their pay. So in general, employers held pay pretty steady during the recession. And then when profits picked up, they actually started focusing on rehiring, but they didn't hand out raises.
Right. So some lucky people got jobs, but the workers who'd gotten them there didn't get the raises. So
correct.
How is the job market looking now?
Well, it's actually looking lots better. Companies that laid off those legions of workers, you know, the construction workers, restaurant workers, they've been rehired. And when that rehiring was happening, there were plenty of applicants. Companies didn't need to offer big raises. They had lots of people wanting jobs. And the workers who were still on the job, they had survivor's guilt. So they weren't really asking for, you know, big raises. So we saw very little wage growth. At the start of 2010, the average hourly pay was about $22.43. This year, it started at $24.76. That's up a little bit. But after inflation, it really wasn't anything. So it's been flat. But the latest data shows that real wages, after you adjust for inflation, actually have gained a little. In 2015, they're up about 2%.
Yeah. Well, that still, though, doesn't sound like much.
Well, 2% is better than 0%. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And the trend looks good because the job market is strengthening. Remember, we had 10% unemployment in 2009, and now we're at about 5%. And economists think that in 2016, that rate could get down maybe as low as 4.5%.
Well, you always tell us that some of that, just some of that, is people who've given up looking. But there's no question that unemployment has fallen. So what should people do in 2016? Should people ask their boss for a raise?
Well, maybe, yes. There are a lot of companies that are going to be trying to poach other people's workers because they want to, you know, expand their number of employees. And there's another thing that's happening. A lot of states have higher minimum wages kicking in, so that'll sort of push up some of the low-wage workers. Now, of course, all of this depends on your sector. If you're a coal miner, an oil worker, could be a very tough year. But if you're a construction worker, truck driver, hotel worker, maybe it's pretty good. And most economists are saying it should be about 3% raises in 2016.
Always good for the economy because people spend more. Marilyn Giewax, NPR senior business editor. Happy, happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. You too.